This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. If you live outside a city or a big town, you already know it's hard to find a doctor despite the real need. Listen to these figures. About a third of adults in rural areas in poor to fair health, nearly half with at least one major chronic illness. Now, a doctor in Georgia has an idea. Joshua Leves reports.
When 62-year-old Willie Ellington in Eatonton, Georgia, was diagnosed with prostate cancer a few years ago, he had to travel 2 hours each way to Atlanta for daily radiation treatments. And for him, like other poor people in similar situations, it meant a serious expense.
We're talking $15, $20 every trip for about 8 or 9 weeks there.
Now Ellington sees a urologist right near his house, Dr. Bob Coles, creator of the Coles Clinic that provides all sorts of specialty services. Coles sees it as a case of supply and demand.
88% of the people that lived here got in their car and drove over an hour and a half to get their health care. Well, that's a need.
The need is similar in other rural areas, and there are reasons it's working here in Greensboro, Georgia, along Lake Oconee. Coles used to come out here with his family on weekends, taking a break from their busy life in Atlanta. He noticed that the area has a large, wealthy population, perhaps big enough to support a clinic that would also serve the poor. It was his lifelong dream. It would mean starting off with his own urology practice here.
If I didn't come out here and show people, doctors specifically, that they could make a good living out here, there's no way I could recruit them. So I was the guinea pig. I was the guy that had to jump off the cliff and go tell them, look, I did it, so can you.
It worked. His first week, he saw 14 patients. He now sees more than a dozen an hour, though he pays himself less than he made his first year out of residency nearly 20 years ago. He's built a staff of 42 doctors, partly by letting them be part owners of the clinic, a sprawling campus on what was once just a dirt road.
Two, three, four, five, six. We have six buildings right now, and one will be finished in 2 months, and then we'll have five more buildings.
Each building is like a villa that focuses on a different specialty. There's a cancer center, gynecological surgery, pain management, all with state-of-the-art equipment, like a CAT scan machine shaped like a donut that Cole says is the most technologically advanced one available.
This is as good as it gets anywhere in the world, right out here in rural America.
The clinic can afford this equipment because it's bringing in enough patients to use it.
When you bring a large number of different specialties together, you can maximize and get 100% utilization of all your technology.
Cole says the clinic is breaking even though it takes indigent patients with no health insurance. He says last year he alone gave away more than $200,000 in free health care. Bud Sanders is chairman of the Board of Commissioners for Greene County, one of three counties the clinic serves.
It's a strong selling point to bring people into the county.
So you see this as an economic boost?
Absolutely. I think that what Dr. Coles is creating here is can be used as a model throughout the nation.
To help boost its coffers, the Coles Clinic is capitalizing on Lake Oconee's popularity as a getaway for golfers. It's offering executive health services, as in full-body screenings, for people who make a vacation out of the experience. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Leves.